This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here, always glad to be with those who are living for God, the same mind. And I was thinking on the Lord is my portion. And I'm just glad I'm settled, I'm established because of the teaching. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about enduring till the end. Before we get into that, conformable. Thank God.
Conformable.
Thank God. Conformable. Thank God. Thank God for the ensemble.
Beautiful.
Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our great Bishop Barfield, for the great stand she took, and our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Matthew's 10 and 16. Scriptures have been read countless times since the beginning of the writing and reading of the scriptures. But you can always get more. God opens up your understanding and there's more. You cannot get enough of God. God is so big, you cannot contain God in this life or in the life to come. That's our joy, to find our Father out, find out about our Maker. Isn't that beautiful? To view where we're going. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew's 10 and 16, what does it say?
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
What?
Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as
doves.
Isn't
that beautiful to know that? We're in the midst of wolves. That means that's what we were before we came to God. We were a bunch of wolves. Beasts. But now that we've come to God, we're becoming new creatures.
Yes.
Wise as the serpents, but harmless as a dove. You don't harm nobody. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils.
What?
And they will scourge you in their synagogues.
That lets you know that man have come from many places. And man, before knowing God, they're in the synagogues. They're in the churches. And they have religions. But they don't know God. That's why God said, beware of men. Beware of where we come from. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake.
Well, it's talking about authority.
Yes.
Governors and kings could be your supervisors, someone over you, the police, whatever.
Yes.
Beware. And you're going to be brought before them. Why? Because of the life you live.
Yes.
Because we're different now.
Yes.
But we got to be wise as serpents and harmless. What?
Beautiful. Governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony.
Now, if we're brought, it's always because of the stand we take, mm-hmm. and it's always because of God's word. You're not going to be brought before kings and queens and governors because you're a Christian, per se, because those are the ones that are going to judge you. But when you, for his word's sake, his name's sake, which is the commandments, when you bring that, now you got a problem. From man, where they come from, wherever they come from, whatever synagogue they come from, you pretty much got a problem. The Lord had a problem with his own people. The Jews, that's what he called them. He was a Jew. But yet they were not his people. God's people are those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For a testimony against them and the Gentiles.
What?
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour.
I don't care. You can meditate in God day and night. But when you get in situations, just be prayerful. And in an hour, in the time when it's right, God will open your mouth.
Yes.
And you might think you're going to say one thing, and you might say another, if you let God lead you.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're in tune with God.
Yes.
Read.
For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God.
Yes.
Let's read a little bit further. Read on.
And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child.
Wait a minute. That's going to deliver us up. Kinfolk. It didn't say your neighbor, but your brother. Brother shall deliver up the brother to death. Mm-hmm. What?
And the father, the child, and the children.
Wait a minute. Father, deliver up their own child. If your child get into these commandments, and if you're not in them, but your child in them, you're going to have a problem. And the child, the same thing. If they get into it and you're not in it, they're going to have a problem. What?
Yes. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death.
That's pretty brutal, isn't it?
Yes.
But that's what happens when you keep the commandments.
Yes.
I don't care what relationship they are to you. They don't care about the relationship. It's the commandments.
Right.
It's God.
Yes.
The God you stand for and serve.
That's right.
Men have a problem with that.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake.
All men. In other words, it don't matter what race you are, if they're rich or poor, related or not, all men are going to hate us. Don't mean everyone will, but in other words, it don't matter who they may be. You can't say because they're related to me or my cousin, they're going to love me. That's my blood. You can't go there. Because we the same color, I'm going to get a pair. I don't think so. Jesus fulfilled all of that. His own brothers gave him up. They hated him. His own people delivered him. His own people said, give us that thief, Barabbas, the killer, not him. Because of what he stood for. What it says? And ye shall be hated of all men. What?
For my name's sake.
What?
But he that
now wait a minute. That's not talking about for the name of Jesus, because they love that name. But when you bring up the commandments, that's when you're going to have a problem. That's where the friction come in. When you begin to name what we should be doing and what the world is not doing, that's where you got the problem. You shall be hated of all men for my namesake, for the commandments. What?
But he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Now, all we want to do is stay enduring until the end. So let's not act like a strange thing because you're treated a little differently or because they don't like you. Endure until the end. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Luke rather, 13 and 22.
All right.
13 and 22, Luke.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all Jesus was love, love, love. He was, but he was hated, hated, hated.
Yes.
They don't bring that part out. He was hated.
Right.
And it was a reason why.
Yes.
My father gave me a commandment. What I should say. What I should speak. That's why he was hated. Isn't that beautiful? And that's why 425 Laconia Boulevard is not so much a choice to visit. Because of what we talk about, the commandments, is who we are.
Isn't
that beautiful? Luke 13:22, what does it say?
And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying.
Well, he wasn't preaching necessarily. I'm sure he was preaching was in there. But he was trying to teach people, those that would hear, teaching
and
journeying what?
Toward Jerusalem.
Wait a minute, is that where we're headed?
Yes.
We're headed towards the new Jerusalem, that heavenly Jerusalem.
Yes.
Now we've been there, some of us, to Jerusalem.
Yes.
It did nothing for us but gave us a nice feeling of seeing an old, what do you call that? Historical place.
Yes.
But if they had told me, now these are Jesus' footprints, I don't have to put mine in there because they ain't going to do nothing for me. We saw people at the Wailing Wall, the same Jews, the same descendants that killed him. They were nodding at the wall and writing notes, putting it in a wall. I don't think Peter them did that. And guess what? All the tourists went down there. I didn't go down there. Those that were with me, we didn't go down to the wall to see a note. Extremism. Read.
Then one said unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved?
What?
And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate.
Yes. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Why?
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not.
Not a few. Many.
Yes.
And the Lord's telling you, they're not going to be able. Why? Because the straight gate is strict. Straight means strict and narrow. It's a narrow way. What?
Yes.
When, for many, mm-hmm. strive to enter the straight gate. What? For many.
For many, yes, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Let's go to Matthew 7 and 13.
All right.
We have a straight gate here.
Yes.
It's strict over here.
Yes.
We don't have buses taking us to Las Vegas. We don't go to swimming pools, get naked.
No.
We don't wear short our knobby knees.
No.
I ain't got nothing against those that wear socks and shorts and look like they got on socks and they don't. I don't have no problem, but Cal Worthy, no, he's gone. We don't do that here. We've come from that.
Yes.
People putting on bikinis, it look like dogs. And painting their toenails red. That's not God. God is an intelligent God. Some of these people need to cover up everything. Even the hands. Wait a minute. That's why they didn't like him, because he told the truth. You know it. Somebody naked talk about somebody else because they're older. But that's what they're going to look like when they get old. Freckles everywhere. Got to put clothes on the freckles. Okay, that's enough of that. Thank God. Matthew 7:13, what does it say?
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Enter in at the straight gate. Now God is instructing us. Enter in at the straight gate, the strict way, where you ain't got a whole lot of freedom. Just come and go as you please. Churchgoers love to come in the middle of the service. End of the service. After missing 4 or 5 services and say, hi, brother, hi, sister. And don't know the person in the next row. Don't know them. And that's the one they threw fingers up in the middle of the street. All that, they don't want to be identified. Straight gate is someone that knows you. Some of these places, this, why are you talking about? Because I'm telling the truth. That's what we got here. You shouldn't feel comfortable in a church where they don't care about you coming and going as long as you pay your dues. Enter in at the straight gate. What?
For wide is the gate. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
It's not about how big the church is. That's not what it's talking about. It's the church's policies, their doctrine. If you don't come, just send in your dues. Send in a note for your loved one that's nothing but a drug addict, ain't asking for prayer, but you want prayer for him. Send a note in, we'll pray for him. How foolish is that? Lord said, I pray not for the world, but for those that are given to me out of the world. You're praying for somebody that's drinking themselves to oblivion and ain't asking for no different life. Why would you pray for someone that want a different life but won't stay out of that area? Go right back to the same thing all the time. Be praying for them, but they go right back there. How are you going to pray for somebody like that? God is not like that. Read.
Yes. And many there be which go in.
Many be. Which go in there at the wide gate.
Yes.
The broad way.
Yes.
Read.
Because straight is the gate.
What?
And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
I remember the Lord gave me a dream years and early on in my life. And my mother was in the hospital. She had just come into the knowledge, a Methodist all her life. In the hospital with cancer, getting ready to leave here. And the Lord gave me a dream. I was in a mountain, it was bright sun, shining so hot. It was a path, wasn't wide as 2 feet. And I was in front and she was behind. And she stopped and gasped for breath and said, I can't go no further. She said, you go on, I can't go no further. Path like that, that's a narrow little path.
Yes.
When I had the dream, when I came to the hospital the next day and teacher was there, I said, teacher, I told her about the dream. I said, does that mean my mother gonna make? She said, yes.
Beautiful.
I was good.
Yes,
laying up in the hospital, arm big, swole up. Shortly after that, took her.
Yes.
But we were there when she took her last breath. We left there, came on to church.
Yes.
Nice service.
Yes. Yes.
Praising God.
Yes.
She was in the kingdom. All of the toil was over with. Yes. Why would we be glad? What a time to cry.
Yes.
It's no time to cry when we're going to the kingdom. It's got to rejoice. We got to cry for those behind ain't doing nothing.
Yes.
When you make it in the kingdom, listen, I don't care what you went through. When you're in the kingdom, it's over. It's time to rejoice. Isn't that beautiful? We want to endure to the end. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Because straight is the gate.
What?
And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life.
That's, if you want life, go to straight and narrow way.
Yes.
Not where you can just come and do what you want. Nobody care. Right. Or whatever you do, it's all right. We're praying for that. It don't work like that in God.
Right.
Let's go to Matthew 6 and 1.
Right.
Micah, rather. Micah 6 and 1. See what Brother Micah got to say about this. I know one thing, Brother Micah in the kingdom.
Yeah.
We're reading what he's telling those that are behind. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does he say? 6 and 1.
Okay. Yes, Pastor.
Micah. Thank God.
Yes, Pastor. Micah 6 and 1. I got it. Yes. Hear ye now what the Lord saith.
Hear what the Lord is saying. What?
Arise, contend thou before the mountains.
Contend with the ministers.
Yes.
He's supposed to be the mountains.
Right.
What?
Yes. And let the hills hear thy voice.
What?
Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy. And ye strong foundations of the earth.
These preachers won't hear the Lord's controversy. They won't hear the one that God sent. The Lord came and brought the Lord's controversy. They wouldn't hear him.
Yes.
Read.
For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel.
God is pleading with the churchgoers, those that are called by his name. What did he say?
Oh, my people.
Oh, my people.
What have I done
unto thee? Because God brought us out of Egypt.
Yes.
If you were truly saved, God brought you out from the house of bondage.
Yes.
What?
And wherein have I wearied?
Where have God wearied us?
Adam.
I don't. It's the same thing. We don't have nowhere to go. It's a strict narrow way.
Right.
But isn't that worth eternal life?
Yes.
What has God done to us?
Yes.
But brought us from things. What has God have for us but good things?
Yes.
That's what God has. What has he done? But when we get in trouble, Lord help me. Read.
Testify against me.
Testify. Who can say God ain't no good to me? God ain't. Who can testify that? All of God's promises are sure. Isn't that beautiful? He may not deliver you today, but deliverance is coming. Can we wait on God? Well, he waited on us. Read.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
What?
And redeemed thee out of the house of servants.
What?
And I sent before thee Moses.
Moses.
Aaron. And Miriam.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to Moses.
Right.
He sent them to deliver us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 6th verse. What does it say?
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God?
Come before God in these synagogues and these churches. Bow themselves before the high God. God, oh, the exo. God is, oh. Got to put the holy water across and making these, all these crosses and stuff. What?
Yes. Shall I come before him with burnt offerings?
Burnt offering. Oh, wait a minute. Got a big check today. Brother so-and-so is putting $2,000 in the pot today. Lord bless him. Blessings. Oh, they love to have their name brought for. What?
Yes. With calves of a year old, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams?
Wait a minute, bring
thousands?
A thousand rams. In other words, bring big offerings. Oh, wait a minute. That's so and so and so. They got a nice building. They just give food to the poor. They fed 100 people last week. Oh, yeah. They just give big money. They give 10% of everything they get. Got a big business now. They're worth about $3 or $4 or $5 million a year. They give 10% of that. Big stuff. What does it say?
Or with 10,000s of rivers of oil.
What?
Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression?
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
Oh, I bowed down and did all of this. I carried the pastor's bag for him. I was the pastor's driver. That ain't gonna do anything for your soul. But all this, they call it the work of the Lord. I fed all the homeless last night. I was up for 2 hours in the morning. We all were feeding the homeless. All the food ran out. I ran back, got some more. I sold coats for all the homeless. What does God say?
He hath showed thee, O man, what is good.
God has showed us what is good. What?
And what doth the Lord require?
What does he require of us?
But
God has showed us what?
But to do justly.
What?
And to love mercy.
What?
And to walk humbly with thy God.
Does this say anything about God has to give him anything?
No.
Well, the scripture says, cattle on a thousand hills is God. You can't give God. Everything belongs to God. But what he wants is your mind, your heart, your way. He wants your way to be his way. Give up your way. That's what God wants. Let's go to Matthew 19. God has shown us what is good. Well, guess what he showed? He showed us him. Because what is good is God. God showed us himself. That's what he did. He showed you. Thank God. Matthew 19 and 16. He showed us what is good. What did it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master.
What?
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
What did he say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
God has shown us what is good.
That's right.
What's good is being one with God. In other words, one with God's word. I don't have a problem with that. But you tell a so-called Christian, many of them like that, so why are you bashing? No, I'm just telling you the truth. That's why you don't like me. That's why you don't like those that bring the commandments. Yeah, I'm not talking about me personally. You don't like none of God's anointed and his people that bring you the commandments and tell you that's the way. What you say is, it's done away with. No, it's not.
Yes.
That's what's good.
Yes.
And ain't none good but one. That's God. Yes. That is God. Who God is.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. What did it say? There is what?
There is none good but one.
What?
That is God.
But what?
But if thou will enter into life, keep.
Now, how plain is that?
Plain.
We've entered into life. We want to endure till the end. Read.
Yes. He saith unto him, which, Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not.
Wait a minute. I think he's quoting the commandments that we got here.
Yes.
Thou shalt what? Do what?
Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
What?
Thou shalt not steal.
What?
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
What?
Honor thy father.
Well, wait a minute. If you honor the father, you honor his word. You honor not having gods before God, not making any graven images, not taking his name in vain, and remembering the day he rested on, the day he asked us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you honor the Father and the Mother, those that carry God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
What?
The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack?
Well, you talk to so many that say they love God. I said, well, why don't you come and follow the commandments? They walk away and say, well, that's done away with. Just like he said, I kept all these. No, evidently he didn't. What did the Lord say?
Jesus said unto him, if that will be perfect.
Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the controversy comes in again. You can't talk about perfection unless you go to the law of the Lord, which is perfect, converting the soul. If it converts your soul, that means it's converting you to perfection. And he said, if thou wilt be perfect, which means you can do this. If you will, you can do it. If you will what?
If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast.
What?
And give to the poor.
What?
And thou shalt have treasure.
But wait a minute.
Heaven.
I want to give to the poor a thousand rams. Give them all kind of food. But I'm not giving up the rest of my. That's my good stuff. I can't give that up. Can you give it all up? If God asks us to, can you do it?
Right.
Evidently, what did he say?
And come and follow me.
What?
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful.
But wait a minute. That's what happens when we tell you. The only way is the commandments. That's God's way. Some go away sad or mad because they can't see it or they don't want to see it or don't want to do it. It don't sound like anything good to them. It's a little too strict. When we say, well, we don't do this, we don't do that. We've stopped all of these gods. They walk away sad because that's their life. That was our life until we chose the life of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For he had great possessions.
He had great possessions. What?
Mm-hmm. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Not rich in natural, that's the parable.
Right.
But so rich in your mind, you cannot exchange what your mind is telling you for what God is giving you.
Right.
What?
Yes. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
What did the disciples say?
When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved?
Who can be saved? Who Who can be saved? They didn't have complete understanding. But what does the Lord say?
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things
with
are
God, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But wait a minute. You got so-called Christians been traveling with the Lord. They've been with the Lord less than 3 years because he was still around teaching them. You got some with the Lord so-called. I've been 40 years and they still think it's impossible. You haven't heard, but to quote the scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. What's the problem? Let's go to the Luke 13.
All right. Yes.
Yes. Let's go to Luke 13 and 23. Yes. Read that again.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. This is a narrow way. But he that endureth
to the end,
we want to stay in the ship. Isn't that beautiful? 13 and 22, what does it say? 23.
Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved?
It is, just a few. It's just a few, because many don't want this. What?
And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight
gate. So let's strive to enter at the straight gate. Let's not get all upset because things are a little narrow and because you can't do this. You know what, Pastor, I got a job. It's right around the corner from me. And you know what? The nursery is next door to them. And Pastor, I don't have to drive my car and they're going to pay me double the money. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's for you.
Right.
Go away sad. Next thing you know, I took the job. Strive to enter in at the straight gate.
Yes.
What?
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Let's go to Micah 6 and 8. Let's read that again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Micah, thank God. Yes. You want to strive to be obedient to what God is calling for. 6 and 8 says again what?
He has showed thee, O man, what is good.
God has showed us all what's good. God has shown us himself what he stands for and what he's calling for, what he requires. Mm-hmm. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. What?
And what doth the Lord require of thee?
What doth the Lord require of thee? And I believe the Lord says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
Right,
let's go there. Thank God. That's our requirement. He said, well, that's what he was talking to the Jews of old. We're the Jews of old. We're the Jews he was talking to yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Isn't that beautiful? We're the Jews in spirit.
That's right.
10 and 12 says what?
And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
He showed us what required, what he stands for, what he's confessed to us that he is.
Yes.
He said, I'm a jealous God. My name is jealous. Isn't that beautiful? They don't talk about that name too much. He's Jesus. Yes, it is. We have the name. Everything going to bow. You're going to bow with the name of the Lord, period. Isn't that beautiful? He has showed thee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? What?
Require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all
his ways.
Wait
a minute. That's his way.
Yes.
Now, he said, I am the way. That means he's the commandment.
Yes.
This way was made known to Moses.
Yes.
And if you don't get in that narrow way, you can never get a complete vision, understanding of what his way really is.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? To fear the Lord thy God,
to walk in all his ways,
what?
And to love him.
What?
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy
soul. Well, most of these churchgoers, they say, why are you talking about church? That's why they want to get me. Thank God for the video. You ain't got to stand in front of a live audience too much now. You throw something at the video, I'm protected. If I speak in front of you, I'm protected until my time comes. And you can't touch until your time comes. Isn't that beautiful? I know that also. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
To keep the commandments of the Lord.
Wait, that's what it is. To keep the commandments, to walk in all his ways.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast. guest at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.